something that occurred to me about my rental situation, which really is ridiculous. I realized that, I was staying in Abbotsford for about 2 years, paying, I think it was $800 or $900 a month. It certainly wasn't a whole lot more than that. And I was treated way better there than paying $1,350 at a friend's house in Vancouver. Like, how does this even add up? Simple math says I should be treated just as well, if not better. And yet, on some level, I think there's just communication, miscommunication, or communication that needs to happen that's not happening. We need you to be out of here in 2 weeks. Now, like, we have no formal written agreement, right? So it's not a situation where I can go back to them and be like, yeah, you know, 2 weeks is not enough. I've pleaded my case already. I've already made my case. I said, even if I happen to find a place tomorrow and send in my application and I'm approved, it's very unlikely that I'll be able to get in 2 weeks. And I was met with a dead stare. So that kind of tells me everything. It's like they're clueless. They really have no idea what's going on. I think maybe they think I'm lucky, quote unquote, for being able to move from place to place. Felt lucky, sure, you know. You try working your ass off for 10 years or longer to get to this point and building something out of nothing, something that didn't exist, something that you have to put your blood, sweat, tears, and effort into every single day to building. All I can say is good luck with that, because most people don't do it. Honestly, all I can really think is they just want to be more buddy-buddy with me or something. Like, they're expecting way more communication than I'm giving them, even though they could easily, just as easily, come down, knock on my door, say hi, see what's going on, and ask about my life, which they don't do. So at the end of the day, it just seems to me like it's all about feelings. It has nothing to do with logic. Like, if someone was paying me $1,350 per month, and they were living in my basement, and they were quiet and clean, you know, sure, maybe I'd worry a little bit and check up on them every once in a while and see if they're okay. But aside from that, like, I would let them be. I would let them live their life. I wouldn't worry too much about their personal habits as long as they're not completely out to lunch. And it's like, man, we all miss a meal now and again. We all miss a shower now and again. But just because, like, I'm not always eating at home or not always showering at home doesn't necessarily mean that I'm not doing those things. I want to ask, like, do I look dirty and unhealthy? Because I don't. I don't, not even a little bit. So, I mean, this is what you get for being respectful of others. They pay back your kindness with, yeah, you can't be here. We don't like you. I don't know. Like I said, I think there's something missing in communication. I'm not getting something they're saying, and they're not getting something I'm saying. They're just basing everything off of, like, things I've done or not done, not based on any communication or conversation that's actually been had. So, I mean, all I can say is good luck with that, because I know we're human, but if you make all your decisions based on, well, you know, I just don't really, like, we don't talk, yet you have to sometimes take the initiative and have those conversations if there's something missing for you. You know, for someone that's supposed to be a leader, like, all I can say is good luck. Good luck. If you make all your decisions about your team based on your feelings, you're going to mess it up good.
Unlock the secrets to skyrocketing your productivity, boosting performance, and maximizing profits with my latest premium guide, the Productivity, Performance, and Profits Black Book. Tailored for independent artists and entrepreneurs, this comprehensive resource is your roadmap to turning ideas into reality. Say goodbye to abandoned projects collecting dust on your shelves or buried in your hard drives. It's time to bring your vision to life. Grab your free copy of the Productivity, Performance, and Profits Black Book now at davidandrewweeb.com/blackbook. That's WIEBE. Don't miss out on the key to unlocking your success.